Tired of being baffled by healthcare policy? McGuire Woods Consulting presents Complications, Health Policy Unraveled, your solution to the policy puzzle. With our host, Stephanie Kennan, discover the ins and outs of healthcare policy and gain insights crucial for providers and investors. Let's simplify the complex together.
Hello, this is Stephanie Kennan with McGuire Woods Consulting, and this is Complications, Health Policy Unraveled. This is our third podcast on artificial intelligence to provide you an update on legislative and regulatory affairs concerning artificial intelligence. First, let's start with the House of Representatives. Speaker Johnson and Minority Leader Jeffries announced the formation of the Task Force on Artificial Intelligence. The task force will have 24 members of Congress appointed by the Speaker and the Minority Leader and will be jointly led by Representatives Jay Obernolte of California and Ted Lieu of California. The majority of members sit on the houses of the House committees that have jurisdiction over technology matters and other sectors that AI impacts. Those committees include the House Ways and Means Committee, Judiciary Committee, Appropriations Committee, and Science, Space, and Technology Committee. The task force work alongside the committees of jurisdiction and produce a comprehensive report outlining guiding principles, recommendations, and bipartisan policy proposals concerning AI. It will also examine the risks and benefits of AI technology, the effectiveness of existing regulatory standards in hindering its abuses, and how AI technologies can be developed in a safe and equitable manner. This task force is in addition to a working group that was recently created at the House Financial Services Committee, other work groups that are already in existence, like the New Democrat Coalition AI Working Group, and other existing AI working groups and caucuses in the House. In addition to the work being done by the AI working groups and caucuses, several House committees held recent hearings focusing on artificial intelligence. The House Judiciary Committee held a hearing focusing on AI's potential impact on intellectual property in early February. That hearing focused on AI and intellectual property, which is an important issue for the healthcare sector, particularly for pharmaceutical and vaccine manufacturers, for whom intellectual property rights are important to protect discoveries and innovations. On February 15th, the House Veterans Affairs Committee's Subcommittee on Health held an oversight hearing focusing on how AI is currently being used by the Department of Veterans Affairs and how it could be used within the department in the future. In the Senate Finance Committee held a hearing on February 8th on artificial intelligence and its potential applications in healthcare. During this hearing, the committee heard testimony from witnesses concerning how AI tools are being utilized by healthcare providers, how the cost of these tools are reimbursed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, and how data sets are used to train AI models and are exacerbating existing healthcare biases. In his opening remarks, Committee Chairman Ron Wyden of Oregon expressed his concern of AI systems discriminating against patients based on race, gender, sexual orientation, and disability status, and noted that recent AI rules proposed by the FDA and the Department of Health and Human Services are a step forward, but do not go far enough to protect patients, in his opinion. The chairman also announced that the committee is focused on drafting bipartisan legislation aimed at implementing AI guardrails and addressing concerns surrounding the use of AI tools. The Senate Finance Committee ranking member, Mike Crapo of Idaho, has taken a more cautious approach to regulating AI, stating that Congress needs to learn more about the technology before crafting legislation aimed at limiting its application and uses. Senator Crapo also stressed the importance of keeping AI legislation flexible, stating that a one-size-fits-all strategy to regulate AI could be overly rigid and lead to stifling innovation and development. However, the chairman and the ranking member do agree that more needs to be done to address the use of AI in the healthcare space. They've both expressed an interest in addressing the use of AI by health insurers when making prior authorization decisions and the reimbursement of AI tools, particularly within the Medicare program. They've also stressed the need to clarify who should be held accountable for AI tool abuses and misuse. Since our last podcast on AI, Representative Ted Lieu introduced legislation, the Healthcare Enhancement and Learning Through Harnessing Artificial Intelligence, Health AI, Act. This legislation would require the Director of National Institutes of Health to establish a grant program to facilitate research regarding the use of generative AI in healthcare. Grants would be awarded by NIH to universities, nonprofits, and government agencies to better understand how generative AI can be used to improve outcomes for the healthcare sector and patient care. The bill would require NIH to prioritize projects that encourage the adoption of generative AI, invest in the healthcare workforce, and reduce disparities in healthcare outcomes. Projects addressing healthcare workforce burnout and improving the availability of patient care for members of a medically underserved population would also be given priority. In our last podcast, we also discussed the AI final rule released by the Department of Health and Human Services Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology. That rule was released on December 15th and made changes to the ONC Health Information Technology Certification Program and the information blocking rule applicable to healthcare providers, developers of certified health IT, and health information exchanges and networks. The rule, also referred to as HTI-1, seeks to advance interoperability, strengthen transparency, and support the access, exchange, and use of electronic health information. On February 8th, the ONC made a technical correction to the final rule, in which it explained the error it had made in establishing the rule's original effective date. Final rules that do not comply within the 60-day waiting period must undergo new notice and open comment period. However, the ONC argued that this should not apply to the rule because of the technical corrections made to the rule did not make substantial policy changes. The rule is now set to go into effect on March 11th. Also in February, CMS issued an FAQ concerning Medicare Advantage organizations and Medicaid plans and how they comply with a final rule that the agency issued in April of 2023 regarding the Medicare Advantage program, the drug benefit program, cost plans, and PACE. One of the questions in the FAQ addresses the use of artificial intelligence and AI algorithms by Medicare Advantage organizations when making coverage decisions. In the FAQ, CMS clarifies that AI algorithms or software may be used to assist Medicare Advantage plans in making coverage decisions, but the agency notes that these algorithms and software must comply with all applicable rules for how coverage determinations by MA organizations are made. CMS states that AI algorithms or software must make a coverage determination solely on information or data pertaining to an individual's patient circumstances, and notes that any algorithm that makes determinations based on a larger data set containing patient medical history, physician recommendations, or clinical notes would not be in compliance with the federal regulation. CMS also provides two specific examples of how AI may be used when making healthcare coverage decisions. The CMS states that MA plans and providers are allowed to use an AI algorithm or software when deciding whether to terminate post-acute services for a patient, but clarifies that an AI prediction of patients' potential length of stay may not be used as on the basis to terminate post-acute care services. CMS is reminding providers that they can only terminate post-acute care after reassessing a patient's condition and after determining that the patient no longer meets the level of care requirements. CMS is also clarifying that algorithms and software cannot be used alone as the basis to deny an inpatient admission or to downgrade an individual to an observation stay. CMS wanted to remind providers that a patient's individual circumstances must be considered against the permissible coverage criteria outlined in federal regulations. Last, the National Institute of Standards and Technology has released a major update to the landmark cybersecurity framework with a first-time reference to the potential cyber threats from artificial intelligence and an emphasis among the agency's cyber, privacy, and AI risk management documents, which stakeholders say require more explanation and more collaboration. The revised NIST cybersecurity framework cites AI as an emerging risk for securing data systems and links to the AI risk management framework the agency issued in January 2023. NIST worked on the CSF 2.0 update for 2 years prior to its February 26 release. The first version was released in 2014, and the agency provided a modest update in 2018. Artificial intelligence will obviously continue to be a focus for Congress and federal agencies, and as there are more developments, we will provide updates. Thank you.
That wraps up this episode of Complications, Health Policy Unraveled, presented by McGuire Woods Consulting. We hope you've gained valuable insights into the healthcare policy issues we discussed today. Follow us in your favorite podcast app and never miss a healthcare update by subscribing to host and J.D. Supra's number one healthcare author, Stephanie Kennan's Washington Healthcare Update at MWCLLC.com. And if you found this podcast valuable, please share it with your colleagues and leave us a review. We always appreciate your feedback. To continue the conversation, send us an email at healthpolicy@mwcllc.com.